Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear, and welcome to another Pappy's Flatshare House meeting. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew. Welcome to the show, everybody. We were just saying before we started this recording that we made this recording of house meeting last week, probably no more than I would say 5 or 6 days ago, but none of us have any memory of what's in it.
Not a jot.
Really looking forward to listening, I would say, but you know, I'm not a listener, so I'm not going to listen. Those words are lost to me in the sands of time.
That's always the case, really, but you're going to be better knowledgeable about what we talked about than we are.
So the process will be this, listener dear. You'll have a listen. Some of you might send in a message or email in at our popular email address.
Yes. pappysflatshare@gmail.com.
Great, there you go. Or or on Twitter at pappystweet.co.uk.
No, forward slash Twitter. No.
We can leave a review. Anyway, you'll get back in touch and you'll say something like, oh, yeah, Gooseberries, right. So my story with Gooseberries, and I'll be like, oh, that's nice. Someone's decided to share with us Gooseberry stories, and then it'll transpire that I asked for them.
Yes.
I won't remember that. That's you know, may the dance continue.
Absolutely. Well, do you remember, let's see if you remember this, because Charlotte has emailed back. Now, Charlotte was in our Lauren Patterson Beef Brothers episode.
Right, okay, Beef Brothers talking about your beef.
That's exactly right.
Great.
Is it sorting out your beef or talking about your beef?
It's sorting out. It must be.
Beef solved.
Exactly. Get in touch if you know what our intro theme is. So she says, hi, Pappies. Thanks for addressing my beef with my Amazon delivering Nazi photoshopping brother. Do you remember that guy?
This is ringing a bell.
Yes. She says, our podcast is called Squabblings and we're available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud and Stitcher. We'd both be very grateful for the plug if you could mention us. Happy to do it. I've not heard the episode, so this is not an endorsement. I stress, not an endorsement, but Squabblings is out there if you want to listen to it.
I endorse it wholeheartedly.
Exactly. Not a listener, Parry.
Not a listener, no. Right. But I'm very happy to give away endorsements.
Sure.
I mean,
why
he
not?
Does it for us.
Well, barely.
I endorse this podcast, so I might as well endorse everyone else's.
He doesn't remember it. He doesn't listen to it, and quite frankly, I'm exactly the same.
And yet, I absolutely endorse it.
Anything else you'd like to endorse at this stage, Parry, that you don't use in any way?
Well, to quote James Dean, what have you got?
Bloody hell.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was Marlon Brando.
The endorser without a cause.
So we do argue with each other, and my brother does put his music degree to use in it. And she said, in response to our beef analysis, yes, I do probably need to just chill out. And yes, he would definitely be the protagonist out of the two of us. He did actually get us all takeaway pizzas delivered from my favourite Neapolitan pizzeria for my birthday, which I guess makes me more Mussolini than Hitler. It sounds like he's got you loads of birthday presents, Charlotte. I don't know why you complain that he's never got you anything for your birthday. Cheers, everyone. Bye, says Charlotte. So anyway, if you'd like to get in touch, pappysflatshare@gmail.com. That's the address to go to.
The famous address. In the meantime, we're doing a live recording of Flatshare Sundown on Thursday night, which is very easy for you to say.
Do you want to? Yeah. Do you want to take another run up at the name of the podcast?
It's called Flatshare Slamdown, isn't it?
Flatshare Slamdown.
Flatshare Slamdown. We're all having a nice time.
We're doing one over Zoom. Yeah.
On Thursday night with Nish Kumar and Rosie Jones.
Oh, it's going to be a belter.
It's going to be an absolute double bill. That is, isn't it? I can't wait. So yes, come along and join the fun by watching the live record on Zoom. It's like a night out from your own house.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
That's the catchphrase we're going with.
It's like a night out from your own house, within your own house. It's eventbrite.co.uk if you want to get tickets, eventbrite.co.uk, a website
forward slash Twitter.
It's not forward slash Twitter. It's eventbrite.co.uk. Search for Pappy's Flat Share on there and you'll find it. One final thing as well is we've done a bunch of Flat Share lockdown episodes over on our Patreon. So if you enjoy our stuff, and who doesn't, right? If you endorse our stuff, then endorse our Patreon. Patreon.com/Pappy's Flat Share for more fun over there. £4.50 now is. You can do it with sterling or $5. £4.50 a month and above. You get all the bonus episodes straight away into your RSS feed.
Goodness me, that's the price of a London coffee.
It certainly is, Tom. A coffee that you endorse.
Honestly, give endorsing a try, Crosby. I'm going to now.
I can't wait to go out and endorse some stuff.
It really gets the endorphins flowing. I literally cannot recommend endorsing enough. All right, well, I enjoyed the record. Find out what we talk about. Let us know. And hopefully we'll see you on Thursday night.
Bye.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
So I had a thing, right?
Yeah. Sorry to hear about that, by the way.
Oh, you poor old thing.
No, you know, it's just
you
one
don't
of those.
Deserve that.
I know. I'm a good man. This is the thing about me. I'm a good upstanding citizen, and yet this thing happened to me. I got a text message the other day from the Virgin Media installation team.
I genuinely thought you were going to say Virgin Mary then.
Oh, God, you know what?
I know you had a Catholic upbringing.
I'm right on the sort of the cusp of religious nutcase. That's the thing. It wouldn't be out of this, you know, it wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility for me to go, oh, by the way, I've had a visitation from the Virgin Mary.
It's weird that they've never updated those kind of, you know, because normally you just see Jesus in toast or Virgin Mary, you know.
That's quite normal for you, is it, Crosby?
On a stain on a wall. Yeah, that's how I normally see it.
You're always seeing Jesus in toast, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's what you told your parents when you said you're not going to go to church on a Sunday morning, isn't it?
I mean, stay at home instead.
There's a good chance I just really like bread.
Look, there's John the Baptist in my black pudding. You telling me this sausage doesn't look like the Archangel Gabriel?
English worshipper. Yeah, go on. Sorry. So the Virgin Media team got in touch.
Yeah. I mean, I was in touch with them as well. It was a two-way conversation.
Oh, but basically, I started this. Okay.
And they won't
it
let
wasn't
you speak.
Just out of the blue.
No, that it wasn't out of the blue. No. Quite the opposite. I was getting a new Virgin installed in my new place, and I had to. Yeah, I'm doing all right, yeah. So I was getting a new Virgin Media installed in my new place, and they sent me a variety of text messages. Basically, they won't let you speak to a human being. You've got to do it all over text. That's the way they want you to do it. They don't want
the
you to
worst.
Be clogging
the
up the phone lines.
This is when you've never... I never feel more dystopian than when you're into one of these exchanges. When you're in an exchange with a major company, trying to just get some kind of straight answers off a human being, and you realise you're trapped in this system.
Yeah.
We have designed this web of awfulness for ourselves as humans.
Yeah, absolutely. But there are two ways. You either deal with the fact that you're going to be texting, and it is a human being, although it's a different human being every time you text, so there's no continuity. It's the same number, but it's a different person
every
time.
You can't build a rapport.
The first guy I had, Jim... We were firing back and forth. We had a good, you know, we just clicked, basically, me and Jim.
Do you ever use his name in the reply to get that rapport, kickstarting that reply?
What, as in, like, just write Jim?
Jim, I love
question
it.
Mark, as if he's, to see if he's there. Yeah. Like, text him at 4 a.m, Jim, you up?
Well, no,
what
but
are you doing?
Like, in, if you go, oh, yeah, Thursday's pretty good, Jim. Have you got a busy Thursday? Like, just, like, a slightly over-familiar message to kind of...
Well, this,
seal the deal.
This, we'll get back to the text in a second. This leads us on to something else. How do you feel about using people's names were in the service industry. If somebody says to you, you know, for example, I'm your waiter today, my name's Roger, would you be like, hi, Roger, and then start saying Roger in every sentence?
No.
Or would you be, or even if the name was just on a name badge, would you take it, would you read it off the name badge and use it? Because I think I might.
So the,
I mean, I think I do.
My rule
I know
is...
I do. Let me, I don't know why I danced around that. I think I might. I'm with me 24 hours a day. I know I do that.
You know you do.
On a, if someone calls up and says, you know, this is whatever, Santander, you're speaking to Simon, how can I help you? Straight away, I'm like, hey, Simon, here's the deal. Here's the situation.
Is that Jim just now? Did Jim just text
Jim. I think I've just got a message. Jim's like, why the fuck are you, why are you talking smack about me on your podcast?
Have you invited Jim to the podcast?
Jim has entered the conversation.
That's a good title for a podcast. Jim, right, listen, if Jim's proffered his name, this is my rule, if they've proffered their name, then that's the green light and you should take it. If they haven't, then it's weird. So in a supermarket, when someone's on the till and you can see by their name tag that they're Jill.
I knew you were going to say Jill on the till. I absolutely knew you were going to say Jill on the till. Also a good name for a podcast. Hang on a sec, there is also a podcast called Has Entered the Conversation, isn't there? Yeah, there
is. Of course, Popper, yes, that's
right.
Which is a great podcast. If Jill is on the till...
If Jill's on the till, and she has a badge that says, Jill, how can I help you? Maybe it's a badge that says I'm on the pill as well. I mean, whatever, you know.
If Jill's on the till and she's got a badge that says I'm on the pill.
Her body, her choice.
And you're feeling ill. So, like, basically, if Jill proffers her name on the till, if she goes, morning, I'm Jill... Then I think, here we go, Jill wants it to be... If she's got a name tag, that feels like it's mandatory. And
right.
I think using that is always... It always feels like an awkward step.
And you don't think that... You don't think that on those phone lines, the guy saying, hi, I'm Simon, isn't reading from a script that says, hi, I'm, and then you say your name. It's all mandatory. There's no free will in the service industry, mate. If you're saying your name, it's because you've been told to say your name because that's part of the training. So the badge and the name are, to my mind, interchangeable. I'll use them both.
No,
Do you think people feel affronted if I, you know, say for example, you know, you were working behind the till and you had the badge that said Tom, but you hadn't said hello, I'm Tom, and I said, how's it going today, Tom? Would you feel affronted? Would you feel would it put you back up in, you know?
It would. from my brief spell in. The Asda Home and Leisure Department, it did and it would.
Right. Why do you think it would? Why do you think it bothered you?
Have I ever told my story? Did I ever tell you the story of when I worked in Asda? I must have told this on the podcast.
Go on, tell it again, because even if you have told it on the podcast, Clarky and I will have forgotten.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the way it works.
I was a student working in the Home and Leisure Department in Asda.
Talk us through what you sell in the Home and Leisure Department, because I think they're two quite different departments.
Let me tell you something. As a student, it was absolute jackpot. We're talking pay dirt. People didn't think it was glamorous working in Asda, but as the Home and Leisure Department, we're talking your big tellies. We're talking DVDs. Ooh. We're talking being a little bit responsible for the magazines. Now, as a student, there's a lot to play with there.
What's a little bit responsible?
Vaguely irresponsible. Okay, sure, occasionally he'd tear the front cover off a Take a Break magazine, but the rest of the time he was pretty respectful.
Do you ever nick a CD off the front of an enemy?
You must have, yeah. You must have... Come on, no you, must have, you must have rolled up a copy of Q magazine, shoved it up your sleeve and strolled out the store a couple of times.
Oh, wow, I wasn't expecting sleeve there, I'll tell you that much.
Well, herein lies...
We should have taken the CD off first!
Herein lies my grubby tale.
Oh, now we're talking. Here we go.
I was a rotten old student.
Yes, I remember.
I was bored as old hell.
Yeah.
And I was horny as a dog.
Horny as an old dog as well.
And I, in the store cupboard.
Yeah, the old store cupboard.
No. There was like a magazine cage at the back.
Oh no. You locked yourself in a cage and had an absolute time on your underwear department.
Yeah. I went into
all leisure.
It was like a Saturday afternoon, I think, and there wasn't much going down in the home.
Oh yeah, famously Saturday afternoon, nothing happens in a supermarket. So if you want to find out when a supermarket is absolutely fucking dead, go on a Saturday afternoon. Are you mad?
Look, the home and leisure department has its own rules. No one's buying a telly on a Saturday afternoon because they're too busy getting their pork chops.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. You've worked there, I haven't.
Oh, I enjoyed that get out.
I think you slightly gave the game away by saying, oh, I enjoyed that get out. One of the things James Bond never says is, oh, I enjoyed that get out. He just slinks out the door and makes a run for it.
That's why I never made it as a lawyer.
Famous lawyer James Bond. So... He's another man who's happy for you to use his name, always giving it out, James Bond.
Yeah, there you go. Mental the amount of times Bond tells people he's Bond.
I know, he's a spy.
Isn't he kind of like a spy?
Yeah. It's his true downfall.
He's a spy.
It's his true downfall.
It's Skyfall, actually.
You never get a briefing where M says, and by the way, Bond, pipe down on your name, all right?
That would be such a funny Bond film that... It's like he goes in undercover somewhere, does his famous Bond, James Bond, and they just have to pull the mission. Yeah. Roll credits. No, oh, Bond, you fucked it, mate.
I would love it if the next James Bond movie is like M taking him outside and going, sorry, Bond, look at, what is that billboard? A fucking watch advert. You did a watch advert. You are a spy. What's wrong with you? I've been on the underground. There's posters of you everywhere.
And then you jump cut to a casino and him going, the name's Evans. Jonathan Evans, and then like grimacing and like the music doesn't start playing and he orders like a beer and it's just like, and he's not comfortable. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
A pint of Amstel, please. I'm sorry. Shaken, not stirred.
But you wouldn't see him order it. You just see it arrive. Just like this, just like, you know, a glass of foam.
All
here's
head,
your drink,
yeah.
sir. Shaken, yeah. not stirred.
But like a really wet barman.
And he's just all discombobulated.
It's all over the shop.
Here we go.
Jonathan Evans.
Let's get Phoebe Waller-Bridge into this conversation.
Jonathan Evans, 00... four.
And he just can't handle it, so he ends up giving his name out. He gives his name out more than your average Joe. And your average Joe has got less to lose by giving his name out.
He gives his name out more than your average Jonathan Evans. I'll say that much about him.
He gives his name out willy-nilly.
Imagine if his name was Willy. Do you think he would have had a successful career if these movies had been about a spy called Willy Nilly?
The name's Nilly Willy Nilly.
Nilly Willy Nilly. Didn't they get done for lip syncing along to their songs?
I knew, Crosby, I so knew we were going to get there.
Baby, don't forget my number. It's 007, isn't it?
Yeah, how long until Crosby goes to Willy Willy?
Nilly Willy Nilly.
Nilly Willy Willy. The name's Nilly Willy Willy. Oh, man.
Anyway, something for the teenagers.
Teenagers with... get in touch. Who is your James Bond? We know the answer.
Friends with Jilly from the Till. From the Tilly.
Jilly from the Tilly. And Jennifer Tilly.
Played by Jennifer Lopez.
So,
anyway, you had a wank in a cage.
Don't be distracted by my rocks that are silly. I'm still Jilly, Jilly from the Tilly.
you're behind the scenes.
I'm by the magazine cage.
Oh yeah.
I think where I'm hungover.
This is in the.
I'm horny as a rope.
What?
And there's some kind of.
And you're already
about to give yourself rope bell.
But some kind of early noughties lad mag on the burn. And I decide to try and, you know, toss one off at work. So,
I love how you loved it. You were like really dancing around it, and then you went with tossed one off.
So you decided to toss yourself off at work using a magazine that you had not yet purchased, and had no intention of purchasing.
Let's be honest, you don't need to purchase it, do you? Not when you've got access to the magazine cage.
So wait, you were locked inside this cage full of magazines?
It was like that bit in Goodfellas where he starts there's
no bit in Goodfellas where Ray Liotta locks himself in a cage and jerks off to nuts.
It's when he starts... It's...
All my life I wanted to be a wanker.
We're rewriting some really good movies today.
Bad Lads.
Bad Person. Oh man, that's depressing. If Scorsese made a film of my life, what it would really be like. Not like what I'd like it to be like, what it'd really be like. Just like a long follow shot into the warehouse of Asda. Freeze frame on a guy jazzing it through a magazine cage. Oh,
wait,
man.
Through the cage? Can we... Wait, I hate to...
Did you just fuck the magazine cage?
Can I ask what the setup is here in this magazine cage? So you've got you're in a cage, right? The cage is there. You think
it was all very jostly. It was all very hand in pocket.
Oh, okay.
Off we go. You know, cheap trousers, awful scenes.
So you jizzed into your uniform.
I think so.
Oh God.
Anywho, cut a long story short. For the first time in my time working there on the store tannoy.
Oh yeah.
Just as I complete, comes the announcement, will Tom Parry come to the front desk, please?
Wait, you just came to the back. Just came to the storeroom.
And oh again, my God, the longest walk of my life, because I thought
the slowest walk of your life.
I thought someone might have been watching me on CCTV.
Oh my God.
And called me to the front desk.
Imagine. I mean, there's no reason why there wouldn't be CCTV in the warehouse or whatever, you know, the kind of store.
Well,
rooms.
I had a cursory look. Like, you know, like Danny Ocean scoping out. You have to do your kind of reconnaissance. You check for surveillance.
Sure.
That's why I was in the magazine cage.
I the thing is though, when these people you're referencing, you know, Bond, Goodfellas, Danny Ocean, none of them are trying to find a quiet corner of a place where they're being employed to jerk themselves off.
I don't know. In some ways, they
are. Oh, yeah. No, I know. I know you don't know, but I know, and Clarky knows, and everybody else listening knows. I've seen Ocean's 11. It's not about him. It's not Ocean's five-finger shuffle. It's Ocean's 11, where he gets together a group of people. Imagine if he...
The motion of the ocean.
It's Ocean's 11 is almost a two-hander.
If he got the gang together, if he was like, all right, you know, Don Cheadle, Jet Li, yeah, Brad Pitt, listen, I really want to... Could you all get a towel and put it round me? I want to have a wank. It would be... Hey. He would be in prison straight away.
Side note, good idea for a cookery show. Ocean's 11's is... George Clooney and Brad... George Clooney cooks a meal, we watch Brad Pitt eat it.
Yes! That's a great idea, because he's eating in every scene, isn't he?
Yeah. So it's like, it's Danny Ocean cooking for his mate. I forget what Brad Pitt's name is, but yeah, he's always eating. Rusty, isn't it? Is it Rusty or something like that?
Yeah, because he's always spending his time around the ocean.
Yeah, very nice.
He's called Rusty Hull.
Rusty Hull.
Danny Ocean and Rusty Hull. And so he's cooking him up some toast. He holds up the toast and goes, who do you see there? They burst into tears and start worshipping.
Now stick this in your Rusty Hull.
Anywho.
I don't think that's how you eat toast.
No.
That is how I smuggle a Q magazine out of W.H. Smith's, though.
Brad Pitt smuggles some toast into prison. We'd all watch that. We'd watch it. I've brought you some toast. We have toast in here, mate.
Why is this covered in Marmite?
Is this burnt? I've brought you some burnt toast. It wasn't burnt when it went up there.
You either love it or you hate it.
You hate it. And you hate it.
House meeting.
Goat impressions. Let's hear your bleating.
House meeting.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So how do we get onto that?
Virgin Media.
About Virgin could giving you a text message.
Oh, we were talking about using people's names. Yeah. Virgin sent me a text message. That's right.
So just to finish, just to put a button on it, they hadn't seen.
Oh yeah. Okay. Good.
Someone wanted help carrying a telly to the car.
Oh right. No. Did you wash your hands first?
I gave it the old pocket swipe.
No. That's the pocket is where you were doing the dirty in the first place.
Not the other one.
Well, you put both your hands in one pocket. How do you manage that?
Two pockets, man.
I wasn't giving it the two-hander. You can't give it a two-hander in public.
No, I know you weren't giving it a two-hander. So what? So you put your one hand in your pocket, like Alanis Morissette. That's not what that song's about, is it?
I believe so. Yeah.
Even at the time I was doing it, that was an old reference. So hang your head in shame.
Because I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's covering a security camera. Good, Tom Parry. The person was the shop floor.
This staff member's very nonchalant, helping me carry a telly with another hand in his pocket. Come on, what does your badge say? Tom.
He already just said, Dick, come on, Tom.
Come on, Tom, I already have. Shake your nuts dirt.
Oh, good Lord. So anyway, I got this...
chimes in.
No, this isn't Jim anymore.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know who this is.
Oh my God! Well, there's the first one.
Yeah. Is it like a ghost story?
Well, sort of. They send me a message. I send a message saying, "Look, I'm moving house. I don't know when my installation date is. They've moved it once already, and they haven't sent me a new installation date. When's it going to happen?" And they said, "Look, you can't speak to us. You've got to speak to the pre-installation team. Give them a call. Do you have any other questions?" Yeah, exactly. So, do you have any other questions? I said, no, I don't have any more questions. Thanks very much. And they said, check this out for a message. You are welcome. Take care. Stay home. Stay safe. God bless you, your family, and friends. You can call our pre-installation team on 0800 052 1734.
That's too much.
That's too much, isn't it?
Yeah.
But also, I got that message now. Let's see, when did I get that message? About a month ago. I just wanted to know if it's worked. Have you felt more blessed as a result of the Virgin Media team wishing blessings on you, friends, and in many ways, my family?
That's got to be... Did they say colleagues?
They said no. They said, God bless you, your family and friends.
Yeah, not included.
No. I don't think we're covered in that plan, I'm afraid.
Oh, and the two cunts you do podcasts with.
Now, so what do we reckon here? That's not company policy, right? That's someone going slightly off-piste on an emotional day.
That's not a guy following a script. He's left out his actual name. But he has,
unless it was actually Virgin Mary.
Well, this is it. Yeah, it could be.
It's kind of something she'd say.
Yeah, I guess...
I felt that way though. Did you not like? Do you not feel a bit like that? Like, I know we're getting a bit more used to 2020, but I definitely spent 3 months kind of slightly tearing up in Waitrose, like being like, or like I'd
thinking, get I could have a wank in it.
I'd get to the
if only then, if only someone hadn't bought all the toilet rolls, I could have made myself a little wank fort.
Someone's locked the cage in the back.
I had like a nice chat in Sano's at the till, and like at the pivotal stage, and like
wait, when you say the pivotal stage,
the vinegar strokes.
Which pocket are you talking?
Am I supermarket stories going to affect our Sainsbury sponsorship?
It's fine. Yeah, you did it in an Asda.
Lucky it was an Asda. Yeah.
But like, that's you know, did you tap your pocket?
I originated the pocket tap.
Not a jangling sound, I'll tell you that much.
But you know, like you kind of have that kind of like you stay safe and look after yourself, and they're like you too, and it's kind of like that didn't feel just like a pleasantry for this year. That kind of stay safe thing hasn't just felt like something you just say.
That's true. But this was like late September, early October. So
do you remember?
That's the other one that's got the phrase late September in. I mean, it doesn't have the phrase late September in. It's the wrong song. But yeah, it was that period. So it felt like after. I mean, I guess you know. Obviously, it's still knocking about. But it just seems weird for a company, like a big global company, to be wishing, to mentioning God in text messages to you. Does it not feel?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, weird.
Would you have found that comforting? Would that have made you tear up, Parry?
Yeah. I mean, most things make me tear up at the moment.
Fair enough. You're a new parent.
Yeah, exactly. And like I was always quite. You know, I was always on the cusp of emotion, really. I'm always quick to tears.
Yeah, that's true. So, you wept watching Craig David perform Rise and Fall at Glastonbury. And I still remember that, thinking, oh my God, anything. Your tear ducts are on a hair trigger.
That felt like the end of an incredible redemptive arc. The narrative of watching Craig David sing about the rise and fall and he's back. He's on the pyramid stage at Glastonbury. Oh my God! Yes, please. Absolutely. That had everything. That did.
It was good. I mean, it was a good performance. It didn't move me to tears, but it was certainly a good performance.
There was a narrative arc there, though.
I preferred the next bit where he just played a bunch of other people's songs. Do you remember that?
Yeah, very.
He wheeled out. That's why I was enjoying it so much.
He wheeled out. He did a load of his songs. He wheeled out a desk with some decks behind it. And then just started playing like Jump Around and No Scrubs. That was fantastic.
I tell you
what. And then one of the songs he'd already done.
I tell you why it got me right where it was pure that moment.
Yeah.
Because what I think I realised I was witnessing was if there's ever going to be a biopic of that man's life, that's the end. That was the final scene.
Right.
Like it was truly like, you're like, oh, this is that moment.
Do you think
and
so?
In fact, I think like I don't want to go down a Glastonbury tangent, but I think that's part of the reason why it's very emotional watching people at Glastonbury, because you're when people are on the pyramid stage at Glastonbury, you're watching like this incredible pinnacle moment for them, and it's kind of like, but like there's in the Craig David biopic, that's where you're ending the script, right?
Yeah, like that's, absolutely. That's,
you know, you kind of go, he came back.
Do you show the performance? Or do you have the classic sort of Star Is Born shot, kind of shot from behind them as they walk from the backstage onto the stage?
And then he pisses himself. The classic Star Is Born shot.
Spoiler alert, yeah.
And then David looks at the camera and says, "That's not piss, baby." And then you see he's got one hand in his pocket.
Oh my God, he wheels on a cage. But yeah, I guess that's true, because he's had a tough old time of it, hasn't he, Craig David? You know, like one of the biggest artists in the UK, cruelly lampooned by Lee Francis in a way that he believes his career couldn't recover from, moved himself out to Miami, worked as a DJ, worked on new music, came back, played on the Pyramid stage.
There you go.
Welcomed with open arms by his public.
Yeah.
The rise and fall and rise.
And it would be called The Rise and Fall, wouldn't it? Are we pitching a Craig David jukebox musical?
I mean, it's not a bad idea, is it? As he's because you know, it makes sense, doesn't it? As he's leaving, you know, he's walking to the airport. He's walking away from the troubles in his life. You know, it feels like you could definitely tell the story.
That's true.
All off of songs from Born to Do It.
There would be like this really weird bit in the middle where, like, he would have a duet with the Lee Francis Craig David.
Yes.
Like Richard III facing his demons before going into battle.
Yeah, that would be so good. I'd love it.
Emma says we could call it David Craig David.
Well, we wouldn't get the rights to Craig David's music, and so we'd have to call it Evans Jonathan Evans. It's about a Craig David-like figure.
Daniel Craig to play him.
Daniel Craig David. Love it.
Daniel Craig, Craig David.
Daniel Craig David. Daniel Craig is Craig David. We might have problems with the casting of Daniel Craig as Craig David.
It's not ideal. It's not ideal.
It's not spot on.
But just because of the name, he's got it.
You know, there's got to be other people called Craig. Or with the surname Craig.
Oh, my God.
Wendy Craig.
We were discussing this briefly the other day.
We were, yeah, actually.
So Americans don't say Craig, do they?
They say Craig.
They say Craig.
Craig, yeah. And
That's fucking mental.
I know, they say Craig, which is...
Why haven't we talked about this before?
Well, they also say... I guess we've never had an American guy called Craig on. We've never had, like, I don't know, Craig Kilborn on. But they also say Graham as well. They don't pronounce the H in Graham.
What, they say Graham?
They say Graham.
Do they call them Cinnamon Grams then?
Cinnamon Grams, yeah. Which makes them sound sort of druggy. But, you know, like, it's... I don't know, hang on,
Graham Parsons? The Graham Parsons...
No, he was called Graham. His name was Graham. He wasn't called Graham Parsons. Graham Parsons, a lot less cool name. But,
yeah, but if Graham is Graham, then why would you call yourself Graham anyway? That's like if I'm called Craig, spelled C-R-E-G.
Well, you can call yourself Craig if you wanted to.
You can call yourself anything, famously.
Yeah, absolutely, you can call yourself anything.
Put the name tag on, Craig. What? Do you know what I mean?
I know.
If Graham is Graham, then why would you go with Graham?
You make a very good point, yeah.
First time?
Just like a different spelling of it. Like we've got Jeff and Jeff.
Yeah,
different Jeffs.
It could be that, couldn't it? It could be literally, if it's going to be pronounced the same, then it's just, it's, you know, Mark with a C, Mark with a K. Joe with an E, Joe without an E. Graham and Graham.
I mean, you know.
Does anyone know the story behind that? Can anyone get in touch with us? pappysflatshare@gmail.com if you know the reason why Graham Parsons is called Graham.
But why Craig?
And not Graham.
Craig feels like a mental decision. Well, I'll tell you what Craig feels like. It feels like someone in power... messed up and stuck to their guns. It feels like 60 years ago or 100 years ago, an American president had someone called Craig working for them.
Yes.
And they were like, I've got all my staff here. Jill. Jonathan's here.
He's a spy.
We got Craig. And like the advisor's like, it's Craig. And they're like, don't tell him. Yeah, Craig's here. And then everyone in the audience is like, God, I've been saying Craig all this time. And then, like, because Craig, it can't be Craig. And no offence.
No.
If you're American and you're listening and your name's Craig, no offence, but it is mad that your name's Craig. I thought...
No offence. No offence. But this is fucking batshit. And what's wrong with you?
But also, you must come to England on holiday and people are like, hello, Craig.
Oh, I thought that was an offer. You must come to England on holiday. My dear boy, you're simply... Craig, you say. Craig. Well, we'd call you Craig over here, but you simply must come to England.
You must come to have a little road test of Craig and see how it feels. Like, imagine if I imagine how often do you say
your name on holiday, though? How often do people say your name to you on holiday?
It's a great question.
Get yourself a name badge.
How many times do you say your name on holiday? Get in touch.
Yes. Pappy Flatshare at gmail.com.
I think you say it quite a bit.
Do you?
That's the category I'm going for. Okay, quite
so
a bit.
I'm asking how many. You're going for quite a bit. Give me examples of times you might say your name on holiday.
When you go on holiday, do you go incognito? Do you have a holiday from yourself?
No, God, I wish. That's the dream, isn't it? That's the sort of sci-fi dream, is you could have a holiday from your own thoughts.
That's sleep, isn't it?
No, what are you talking about? Oh, my God.
It's an absolute cage of your own thoughts.
I quite like taking myself on holiday because I think I'm quite good at them.
Yes, I think that's fair. We had a great time when we went to San Francisco. You know, you've got to get up and go. You've got a let's do stuff. You've got a here's what we're going to do. You've got a good kind of you acknowledge the potential in the day, and I think that's a good thing.
I like that. I do like that.
I think that's a good, you know, but that's like
but other people have been on holiday with me, and they're like, we just don't want to do very much though. I think it depends what kind of holiday you're after.
But then, you know, you're not averse to a little bit of time on the beach of relaxing and stuff. You know, you can balance it out. It's all about balance, isn't it?
I can mix it up, you know?
You can mix it the fuck up. I just wanted to very quickly go back to Craig, if we could. And I'm just going to, like, could we try a few, like a little experiment? Is there any British accent that would say the A sound more like Craig?
Maybe, would it be really posh? Craig.
No, Craig. I think Craig. You could go Craig. You wouldn't go Craig. Oh, Craig.
What about in Scotland?
Maybe it is. But yeah, go on.
Craig. Hey, Craig. Craig. Craig.
Craig.
Craig. Craig.
I think it's still the A. It's got egg, the A back of the throat, hasn't it?
It's not
look
far
at
off.
This egg, Craig. Like, this egg looks like Mother Teresa.
How are Americans looking at Craig and getting Craig?
Yeah, I
genuinely, the conversation started because I thought it was how they go for Greg.
Oh, right.
I was like, do Americans? And then, of course, I realised that was a lunatic thing to say.
Do Americans call Greg? But so what?
Is it more lunatic than Craig?
So there's
Craig?
A name, but there is the name Greg, isn't there? You know, yeah. In America, there are Gregs out there. There's Greg Evigan.
Exactly.
So
there's the Greg from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Greg Proops, yeah. And he is spelt G-R-E-G. Possibly occasionally you might get a double G. Greg, right?
They've got Greg.
They've got Greg. And then they're seeing the word C-R-A-I-G and going, well, that must be pronounced exactly like Greg. It's, you know what? Now I hadn't thought about it that much, but now you mention it, it's absolutely wibbly wobbly.
Yeah, and also, like, obviously,
you know what? It's Willy Milly Vanilly.
It's Willy Nilly. Or as the Americans would say, Wiley Niley Vanilly. Like, Australia have Craig. It's like it's in other parts of the world, it's Craig.
And they must have heard other people say it.
So do they have Craigslist? Do they?
Craigslist. Yeah, it is called Craigslist. It's not called Craigslist. It's called Craigslist. I'd never even thought about it. The real name of Craigslist is Craigslist.
Are you American? Are you listening? Can we do something about this? It's really it's genuinely
three really good questions there.
I was watching Succession about 6 months ago, and I was thinking, is it a running joke that they're mispronouncing Cousin Craig's name?
No, he's Cousin Greg.
Oh, right, there you go.
The running joke is that his name is Greg.
Oh, that's good then.
Wait, maybe Americans don't pronounce Craig as Craig. Maybe it's just that you watch Succession and the character is called Greg and you thought he was called Craig.
They say Craig.
They do. Well, I don't think this is a one we're going to solve between the three of us, but we'd love for people to get in touch. pappysflatshare@gmail.com. Get in touch if you are A, American, B, listening, and C, what we're going to do about
Craig.
It. Yeah, called Craig, yeah. In fact, even if you know a Craig, talk us through it. Do you think Pretentious Craigs in America pronounce it Craig?
It's a good name for a band, Pretentious Craigs.
Pretentious Craigs. And it would be, and people go, oh, I'm going to see that band, Pretentious Craigs. And you go, actually, it's Pretentious Craigs?
Craigs.
It's not bad, not a bad name for a band, is it? The Pretentious Craigs. Have
or,
to be in
a... Or is there a way you go, like, we're called Craig's Eggs?
Yeah, then, Craig's Eggs, yeah.
And, like, in America, it'd be like...
We're called Craig's Eggs.
Craig's Eggs.
Craig's Eggs. Craig's Eggs. Yeah. We'd be called Craig's 11. And we'd be like, oh, like Craig's 11, Legs 11. No, Craig's 11. We're called Craig's 11. We're trying to find a little cage for us all to have a wank in. Could you leave us be?
Is Craig 11 Danny Ocean's nephew?
Yeah, Craig 11.
Bring me eggs. We're cooking an omelette for Brad Pitt.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
So there you go. That was the episode. And
oh,
can I just say,
that was
so many great topics discussed. I'm happy to do it, Parry. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to endorse that podcast.
Yes, there you go.
Happy to do it. I feel alive. I feel alive for the first time.
There you go. Well, thank you, listener dear. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you for lending us your ear canals. Hopefully we'll see you on Thursday night at the live record Nish and Rosie Jones, absolute power couple. They're not a couple, a powerful couple of guests, I should say.
Sure.
Otherwise, we will see you next week. This episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, gather round. Please, if I could just get a moment of your time, it'd be amazing to see you all standing for a Patreon. I'd just love to do, if you'll indulge me, a Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. That's going to be really useful, actually.
Well, I just wanted to give something back, really, because, look, what can I say? I mean, I'm here, you're here, everybody's here. But I just got a few words, really, for someone very special.
Oh, that's great. It's wonderful. Yeah, that's great.
He's tall. He's wise. And yes. I, whenever I see him, there is a crowd of people thronging. And I'm really upset to tell you that I love David Longley. Oh, God, I'm getting very emotional.
Yeah, I mean, we're all quite emotional. I feel that very strongly. Oh, anyway, so...
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, there it is.
There's my emotions got the better of me.
I absolutely personally
completely endorse the rhyme you used, mate.
I'm thronging to meet you.
Oh, you know what? I mean, I've got to say this next person who I've just got to say just a few short words about. If you've got your time, while I've got you here, guys, just a few short words.
I've called my Uber, but
I wanted to. Well, listen. I mean, it's only going to be a brief few seconds. You know, I mean, less than 15 seconds is all I need. Even though she really is one of the absolute best, and every time I see her, there's always a big crowd thronging around her. Yeah. I mean, it's constantly thronging. They're thronging for you. They're thronging for me. But most of all, they're thronging for Alison C.
Oh,
just a few short words. That's all I'm going to say.
Fair play. You haven't got any beak, have you?
Yeah. Well, listen. It's not that kind of meeting, actually.
Yeah. Well, my Uber's on the way. Carry on.
One for the road. Yeah, sure.
Guys, if I may, I'd love to just have a couple of seconds.
Finally, someone's. But yeah, seriously, finally, though.
No, no, we've heard this.
Listen, Mike, can we speed things up a little bit? My dealer's on the way, if that's okay.
We've earned this, everyone.
Could someone sort out Parry? He's slowing down slightly. Give him a bit of nose bag.
The cat's really kicking in.
Have a bit of this, I'll speed you back up.
Have a little bit of this meth, yeah. Just rub a little bit of meth on his anus and that should...
This room is thronging.
It's thronging and bronging. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Listen, I've been absolutely thronging to tell you this. This next lady, I'd just like to give her...
Oh, no. Who injected him with roids? Who injected him with roids? Seriously.
Reckon, yes, that's the one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's the shit. He's thronging. Listen. Okay, just a few short words there before he throngs himself into oblivion.
Just before I run off and chase this dragon, just turned up next to me. This next lady, she really did. She chased away all of my fears. She's an absolute legend.
Oh, on the way.
Okay, Ludo. Okay, Ludo, calm down now.
It's Rachel Spears.
Of course it is. It's Rachel Spears. An absolute legend is Rachel Spears.
Oh, that's got me right back in the room. Great.
Cut through it, mate.
Oh, God, that's cut straight through that shit. Has anybody got any booze in here?
I've got a bit of Astis Manti if you want a little small glass of that.
Great stuff. Well, listen, everybody, just a few words. I've got an angel on my shoulder, but I've also got a fiend. And let me tell you something right now. The devils, they be a-thronging.
Thronging.
Oh, can I get some beak for David Leend?
David Leend. Oh, he loves the beak.
Crosby a kickstart. He's got stuck again.
Oh, I tell you what, just do me a quick adrenaline shot straight through the heart. Oh, that's the shit. Okay.
You give love a bad name.
Oh, I give love wherever I can find it. Okay, now, I'll tell you what. I just want to say a few brief words about our good friend who directed this year's pantomime. Okay, I'm okay.
Jackson and the Beanstalk.
It was Jackson and the Beanstalk. No, she directed Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. She directed and she made sure that every single night, every one of those seven dwarves had their packs on. It is, of course, Rachel Jackson.
That's the absolute shit.
Okay, guys. If you would indulge me, I'd just like to say a few words. I've started to sweat quite a lot, and I'm getting palpitations. I don't want to alarm anyone, but I think it might be wise just to call the emergency services.
No, bring the fucking feds into this.
My Uber's in the car park.
Parry, we all know it's been there for a week.
Uber into my veins.
We can detour past the A&E.
Could you do a double drop, mate?
I am. Anyway,
a few short words, anyway, folks.
I am sweating. I am. No. I feel like my anus is about to fall out.
The prolapse.
Has anyone seen my inhaler?
That's the way to combat it.
You're going to need more than an inhaler, mate.
I will, in fact. I'll need more. I'll need Mark Taylor.
Marky boy,
come and sort me out, mate.
Oh, I'm all at sea here, everyone. But I just
pop that acid tap under my eyelids.
It's turning into an ocean liner, and are we on a ship, or somebody's got to man the rigging? Has anybody got any horse for tea, Higgins?
Give him a bit of horse. Oh.
Get him back on the horse.
Oh, God.
Listen, I've got the DTs. I can see a dead baby crawling on the ceiling. All I need is just a fix, just one pill, sir. And I know who's going to give it to me, Nicholas Wilshire. Please.
My Uber's in the lift.
Oh, guys, my brain is absolutely throbbing.
It's thronging.
It's thronging all over the place. I'm getting a bit aroused here.
He's dropped a bluey.
It's got me right where it's pure. It's like the whole room is full of nuns. Who put a cowl on Matt Parsons?
The old question, who put a cowl on Matt Parsons?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, mate.
Morning, buddy. Did you pass out there?
well, I'm back in the room, actually, and I'm feeling great. This brainstorming session's going really well. Oh, no, hang on a minute. It's kicking in. My Uber's on the kitchen wall. And I have got the mother of all hard-ons. Somebody write down the email of Vanessa Garden.
Vanessa Garden, hello.
Oh, no, he's back.
I'm the Uber driver.
Oh, it's the goblins in the office.
I'm a naughty, naughty woman. And you are naughty man. Naughty, naughty man.
Oh, no. I'm on a bad trip, man.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, no.
Me and me mom. And me nan and me gran went off for Waterloo.
I'm on a bad trip, man.
Me and me mum and me nan and me dad with a bucket of Andrew Miller. It's Miller time. Five stars or nothing.
My Uber driver's called Fat Les.
Guys, I've hotboxed my brain.
Whoa!
I've had a bucket.
He's had a bucket.
I'm absolutely foobar. Someone
get me a job at foobar. It's not worth it, man. They'll fleece you for your time. You'll get some experience driving the desk, but is it worth it? No one's listening.
Fuba.
Fuba. We should have said, this is the FUBAR Christmas party, everyone. That's the scenario we've been playing out.
Happy Christmas, FUBAR. Special thanks to my kit, Michael Bula.
Bula.
Michael Bula.
Bula, got you all in check.
Oh, well, it's the Uber Christmas party, everyone. Oh. I've really hit the wall with Helm and Metcalf. And it's time for me to welcome my new co-host. It's my Uber driver, Tony Metcalf.
Oh, mate. Oh, let me tell you, we're having a nice time here at the FUBAR Uber Christmas party. We get in an Uber pool and we drive around listening to FUBAR. And let me tell you, It's a naughty Friday.
You naughty, naughty Friday.
It's a naughty, naughty Friday. Friday, Friday. From Coronation Street to Six Music. It's a naughty, naughty Friday. Friday, Friday. I am wanking, so is Oliver Rankin.
You naughty, naughty Oliver.
You naughty, naughty Ollie. You Ollie, you Ollie. I am naughty man.
A fuba to the Uber, everyone.
A fuba to the west and fuba to the east and fuba to the north and south.
Guys, I hate to tell you.
Sorry. You've got this room booked,
haven't you? I've just come to and I've realised that... I know, we thought it was Friday. It's actually Tuesday now.
Whoa, no! But that's the day we're getting audited!
Oh, no!
God!
It's an absolute shame. We're going to have to leave in our throngs. Close the door behind us, will you, Andrew?
Andrew.
Bye, Andrew. Well, everyone, that was the best Christmas party yet for Fubar Radio and Uber Eats.
We can just kick things off now. We're just in time for New Year's, so let's get back on it, guys.
Should we get to the pub, have a couple of cheeky ones? That concludes today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch. Roll call, baby!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.